Today is Friday, January 28th, 2022, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. I'm eating Doritos. Also, a Biscoff cookie. And it's the cookie that you get when you're on an airplane. It must be American Airlines because that's who I mostly fly is American Airlines. So I have to imagine, I can't remember, but I have to imagine. I think Delta, their sweet treat that they give out, I think it's like a Stroop waffle. It's one of those really thin looking waffle things with like caramel. It's like two very thin waffle cone circular pieces. It's like a disc. And I feel like it has caramel, some sort of thin layer of caramel in between. So anyway, they have those. But I think American Airlines is the one that does the Biscoff cookies and pretzels are your choices. And then I feel like Southwest probably still does peanuts. But I may be wrong. You know, everybody has, lots of people have peanut allergies nowadays. And so I think a lot of the airlines started doing pretzels because of peanut allergies. And I don't know why they started doing cookies, maybe pretzel allergies. I'm not really sure. Anyway, bottom line, the last time I flew, must be, I didn't eat my Biscoff cookie. And I don't even remember when the last time I flew would have been. It could have been, who knows, it could have been St. Thomas. It has to have been, you know, it cannot have been that long ago because St. Thomas was in July and, oh no, New York. So maybe it was New York. Maybe it was New York because Mark and I went to New York. So likely it was November. So that's not too bad. So I saved the Biscoff cookie, apparently, and I put it in my little snack cabinet. And today I decided to have, and I had a bag of Doritos in there as well for some reason, a little snack size bag of Doritos. So over the past 2 days, I've had snacks from my snack cabinet or whatever. Anyway, that's what I was doing. And it's the end of my day on a Friday. And I don't have Mix Minus tonight, but Mark and I can't do anything because Mark has work later tonight. They have an install and Mark has to be on the phone at 8:00. So we're going to do our workout and eat something. I don't know if I'm cooking or we're picking up food. I'm not really sure. But we're going to eat something and then not much going on this evening. So I talked to Daniel and Zach last night, and I'll just let everyone know. I'm saying something that we probably are going to be talking about on Mix Minus, but it's content for my show. So I'll just say this. We chatted for an hour, and we discussed all of our options for the various ports, and we came to decisions on what our itinerary is going to be. I won't talk about those on here. I'll save those for Mix Minus because we can talk about the various, you know, I can talk about it with Daniel, like what the various options were that we selected. But we did get that done. And I need to make a spreadsheet because apparently Daniel and Zach don't do the spreadsheets for their vacations. But I need a spreadsheet so that I know what we're doing at each hour. I used to not be that way, but you know, Mark, he's converted me to a spreadsheet man. When it comes to vacations, I do use spreadsheets for other things, but I feel like I really need a spreadsheet with, you know, okay, here's what we're going to do for these hours. Maybe I don't. Maybe I should resist the urge so I remember what it was like to just fly by the seat of my pants. But who knows? Who knows what I'm going to do? I have not played Wordle yet today. Yesterday I played and I think it took me 5. You guys, I feel like I'm sucking. I don't know if all these people on Twitter are cheating Because all of these people on Twitter are posting this and they got it in 3 tries, got it in 4 tries, got it in 2 tries. I'm like, got it in 5 tries, got it in 6 tries, you know, that sort of thing. And so I don't know. I mean, I feel like, I don't know, maybe there's some cheating going on. And like I said before, I do not see the point in cheating because the win does not feel good to me if I cheat. I don't feel like, you know, I've accomplished anything. I have lied to everyone, including myself. So there were a couple of comments on Twitter. Gary asked me who the evangelist was that I was talking about yesterday. And I told him. And he said, getting them baptized at the same time sounds like Church of Christ. I don't know. You know, my grandfather was a Church of Christ minister. And I don't remember them baptizing, but it's been a long time. So it could have, it was a very small church. I remember Church of Christ not, no. He was a minister at a Christian church. Church of Christ, I've never been to. So I can't really speak about Church of Christ. Although I have heard that Church of Christ, they don't allow music or instruments or something. So I could never do Church of Christ because, oh my goodness, I'm an instrumentalist. And what the hell? I mean, what the hell is wrong with an instrument? Why would you, as a church, the Bible, I'm not going to preach, but the Bible literally says the trumpet shall sound, which is my instrument, by the way. And yet there is a church out there that thinks a trumpet in church, it goes against something. They don't allow it. How is that even a thing? I don't get it. It's in the Bible. So I told him who the evangelist was. He didn't recognize him. He also said they opened a Chick-fil-A in his part of Phoenix, but it was drive-thru only for a long time. It finally opened up the other day and he went in and he was the only one in the dining room. But he didn't tell me what he ordered or if he enjoyed it or if he was served by a little twink. Because that's, you know, at Chick-fil-A, that seems to be mostly what they hire is little twinks. I don't know. We talked a little bit about Cane's on Twitter. Fatty said they're good fingers and fries. Yeah, I like the sauce though. The chicken fingers are good, but they have sauce that I would dip a tire in and eat it. I mean, it's really good. Really good sauce. Kathy Bacon says that her least favorite church event is the priest calling out that the people at Christmas and Easter asking why they didn't come to church every weekend instead of just being happy the church is full. And that makes her cringe. And I responded on Twitter because I didn't want her to think I was ignoring her. But I will answer here. I don't have that experiences at the churches I've been to, especially my current one, because especially the people who are in the choir and the orchestra, they give us these cards at Christmas. They're invitation cards. They're like little marketing material. And we're supposed to give them to our friends and invite them to church around Christmas because we do special Christmas programs with special music and stuff like that. And so a lot of people, it's part of their Christmas tradition to come hear our orchestra and choir and everything else. I mean, you know, we're not as good as like the Mormon Tabernacle Choir or anything, but we're pretty good. I mean, we're pretty good. So we always expect there to be a lot of new folks. Scott the Seder was looking forward to Mix Minus tonight, but we're not doing a live show tonight, unfortunately. He'll never hear this because he doesn't listen to Geeky Gay, because I get accused of repeating stories from Geeky Gay on Mix Minus. How dare he? And Lamont said that was always my favorite because I was forced to go every Sunday and Holy Day of Obligation. I was there every week. Why did I have to stand for the Christmas and Easter people? So are you saying that your church was standing room only at Christmas and Easter? I've never experienced that. And Baron Frosty says he does very much care about me. Thank you, Baron. I appreciate that. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. No, I won't. Have a good weekend. I'll talk to you Monday. Bye, everyone.
48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.